Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All-time banger from back in my day, Solana. You know this song?
Come on, do I know this song? How are you going to ask?
You know this song. You know this song.
I mean, this is Miami right here, right? Like, this is a Miami staple.
But this is Miami from my day when I first got down here. All right. Hockman and Crowder simulcast on a Monday. Alex Dono in for Crowder. Crowder will be here next Monday as paternity leave ends. This hour is brought to you by Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores. Truly steps beyond convenient. And if you were listening in the 2 o'clock hour on 790 The Ticket, we appreciate it. If you are just joining us right now on 560 WQAM, The Joe, welcome aboard. A ton of stuff to get to, including National French Fry Day, including Harrison Ford's birthday, including Jorge Masvidal getting his toes stomped, there's too much to mention. Russell Westbrook, I'm going to steal all your headlines again. Go ahead, do headlines here with Alejandro Solana.
I'm surprised you left me any.
I know. I'm going to just pretend I didn't say anything.
Let's start here. The big sports news of the day. Washington released today that they will retire the team's nickname and logo. A new name has yet to be determined.
That's, of course, the Washington football team, in case you were curious. He didn't mention a sport, and you'd be wondering, well, why are the Wizards retiring their name?
God, they probably should change their name too. I mean, Wizards just sounds stupid. I've always thought
well, they used to be the Bullets. Remember, they used to be the Washington Bullets, and they changed it because there was so much violence in DC that they didn't want to glamorize it.
Yeah, I feel like they could do better than Wizards.
Yeah, Washington Wizards. It's a weak name.
It's like an 8-year-old came up with it.
Do we have good names here? Dolphins? Is Dolphins a good name?
It's a great name.
Well, we're used to it, and it's legendary, but is it a good team name?
Yeah, I mean,
it doesn't really connote anger. Like, it doesn't, you're never scared of a dolphin, right?
I don't think it has to connote anger. I think that it's, first of all, it's a lovely animal, and they're native to the area.
I don't want my team name to be a lovely animal.
No, it's a respected, hold on, Dono. Lovely animal. No, it's a respected mammal. That's how, that's where you get the oomph out of it. It's a respected mammal. People know dolphins are smart. People know dolphins, I wouldn't say rule the sea, but they're a dominant force in the sea.
Well, they don't rule the sea. It's not like people don't know. I mean, everyone knows they don't rule the sea.
Dominant force, though,
I think
though,
the orca rules the sea.
Yeah, orca dolphin, to be
fair. It's a type of dolphin, yeah. Bingo. Yeah.
What
dolphins rule the sea.
What about the heat? The heat?
Oh, that's perfect. I mean, listen, I think it's simple. It's to the point. And when people think of Miami, they think of the not only the beautiful women, but the temperatures. They think of the heat. So it perfectly captures this area.
Panthers. I would love for the Florida Panthers to change their name to the Sunrise Panthers or the Fort Lauderdale Panthers or even the Miami Panthers. I wish that it wasn't the Florida Panthers.
I can understand that because I'm a fan of geographically specific names rather than like an entire state. But Florida Panthers kind of makes sense because that's
right.
The species of animal. It's the Florida
Correct.
Panther.
Understood. I'm just saying I wish that they were more, as you say, geographically specific because I don't think North Florida cares about the Florida Panthers. In fact, I know they don't.
There's another team in Florida. The fact that, I mean, if you're going to call your team Florida, it should be the only team in the state. That's what doesn't make sense.
Totally agree. And then what do you got? The Marlins, the Miami Marlins.
Yeah, I mean, I think like dolphin, you know, it's a majestic sea creature that is native to the area. I think it makes sense.
Right.
All right. Is a marlin a majestic sea creature?
It is.
It's a trophy fish.
Yeah.
All right.
No, I mean, you reel in a marlin, you're jacked up about it every time.
Yeah. Okay, that's fine. That's fine. Just asking.
Why not South Florida Panthers?
South Florida Panthers. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Wow.
That makes sense.
You've got a good idea there, Solana.
Subtle change, but
it's crazy.
Still important.
No, you're right. And it keeps the name Florida Panthers.
Yeah.
Wow. I like that. I'm going to text Doug Sifu.
You really should, though. I mean, that makes sense,
I will.
Right?
Yeah. I will.
All right. Let's continue here. Russell Westbrook, this was the big breaking news NBA story about 2 hours ago. He has tested positive.
I was hoping to hear that alarm. I love the pitbull alarm.
It's 305.
Dolly.
God bless Dolly.
I kind of felt like we were playing musical chairs there, where you were trying to get me to talk so that you weren't going to get busted. And that's why I was giving real quick one-word answers, because I wanted you to get busted. Were we playing musical chairs there, or did you not realize what time it was?
No, I totally did not realize what time it was.
I was playing musical chairs.
I was really all in on the South Florida Panthers name change. I think that worked.
I do like that. I like that
too.
Russell Westbrook, he announced that he has tested positive for COVID-19. This happened prior to him leaving to Orlando. Remember Friday was a story that he and James Harden did not travel with the Rockets to Orlando.
But we don't know about James Harden, though, correct?
Right, yeah. Yep. No report thus far about James Harden. I'm not even sure if he's already in the bubble, though. I have no idea.
I read something today that someone accidentally left the bubble. Did you see that?
Really? By accident?
Yeah. A player, I can't remember. I got to see if I can find this. Bruno Caboclo?
I'm surprised someone noticed he was gone.
Caboclo?
That's why I think he was able to get out.
Yeah, probably so.
Yeah, let's see where. The Rockets' Bruno Caboclo breaks quarantine, resulting in more quarantine.
Oh, my God.
He inadvertently broke quarantine inside NBA's Disney bubble over the weekend, and he will have to stay in his room for an additional 8 days before he can join the Rockets.
Well, the Rockets probably tricked him into leaving because they don't even want him around. It's like, Bruno, go ahead.
I'm reading this. This is from
The
Ringer.
Go ahead, ride Space Mountain. It's not a problem.
How does one inadvertently break quarantine? It sounds like Caboclo fell out of an imaginary bounds or caught a skittle thrown across the room from someone else's bag or threw Ben Simmons' second fish back into the water. The truth is he just left his room, which he wasn't aware was a rule despite it being well publicized, and the NBA is instructing every player on the immediate protocol. Staying alone for an extended period is unhealthy even when it's necessary. I don't get it. But anyway, he broke the bubble. How can they not leave their rooms? They're all going to practice.
I did see a couple teams, their practices were canceled on Saturday, I believe. So there was rumors swirling about what happened, who left the bubble, who ordered a stripper. Like there was a lot going on NBA Twitter Saturday night.
All right.
We'll continue.
I saw
here.
that one girl that said she was invited into the bubble.
Yeah.
Did we ever figure out who invited her? I know people were trying to do the detective work. I think the secret's still safe, right?
Yeah, no. I think. Oh, who invited her in? Yeah.
We'll continue with the NBA.
If someone gets a technical during an NBA game, would that be called bubble tea? Has anyone used that? Do I own that?
I think you own it. Yeah, I think
you own that. Yeah. All right.
Do you like bubble tea?
No.
I don't either.
No?
I don't like almost any tea. I hate tea.
Well, I enjoy tea, but not a big fan of bubble tea.
But what don't you like? The bubbles or the tea itself?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
I don't like things in my drink.
Yeah, I think you're off on that one. Bubble tea.
Okay.
It's delicious.
I noticed you waited till I shared my opinion before you let your opinion go.
No, no joke. I like
I just
bubble
have
tea.
A weird feeling that if I loved bubble tea, you wouldn't understand how I could like bubble tea.
Oh, it would have been awful. It would have just been awful. Because you're kind of right about when you're slurping in the bubbles. There is something
it's
weird
like,
about it.
It's adding sprinkles to ice cream. I don't get it. It doesn't make sense unless you're 4 years old.
Lakers guard Rajon Rondo, he's going to miss 6 to 8 weeks. He's having surgery on a fractured right thumb. Mario Chalmers believes he is the man to fill Rondo's absence in the Lakers bubble.
I don't think it would be the worst idea in the world.
Italian champion.
Yeah,
that's right.
Virtus Bologna, right?
Yeah.
NBA champion.
Mm. Two-time.
College basketball champion.
Yeah. Mm. Alaska State Championship.
Man, what hasn't he won, this kid? He's amazing.
I mean, that's my point to why Rio should have his jersey retired in the American Airlines Arena. Like, he deserves it.
Based All right. Off, enough. You know? Enough. You already trolled us today with your French fries.
All right. I'll save that for another day. Kamaru Usman.
Circle back.
He earned a unanimous decision fighting Jorge Masvidal, UFC 251, on Saturday.
All right. You have weather?
Yep. Right now in South Florida, partly cloudy. Tonight, the lows will drop into the mid to upper 70s. Right now, a 20% chance of rain in Miami, 72% humidity, a 10 on the UV index with air quality at moderate. That is your weather.
We're going to have Dr. Chuck Metzger on with us around 4:15. He joins us every Monday with a COVID-19 update. This COVID-19 update here is powered by AirPros, $79 service call. Call the pros that know, airprosacrepair.com. And your update today is that Dr. Chuck Metzger will be on, and we'll get his opinion on what schools should be doing come time for classes to resume, and we'll find out about the big spike in numbers over the weekend positive cases here in Florida. So 4:15, Dr. Chuck Metzger. And again, this COVID update powered by AirPros, $79 service call. Call the pros that know, airprosacrepair.com. We're going to talk in the next segment with John Romano. So he's a sports writer for the Tampa Bay Times. And we've had him on before when Tom Brady first announced he was going to Tampa. So I was fascinated by this story yesterday, or the day before, that I saw, where the Tampa Bay Rowdies, who are a soccer team in the USL, and the Rowdies have been around forever. They're like the Strikers.
They used to play Rowdies, the Strikers, in fact.
Yeah, remember? They were in the NASL for a while. Yeah. They were in every league. So the Tampa Bay Rowdies, they're actually allowing fans to attend games, which is shocking on a couple of fronts. I mean, Tampa and Florida, obviously, were experiencing this huge spike in cases. Why we're allowing fans to gather at sporting events is a head scratcher to me.
Well,
and
to
then
be
if you
fair,
were...
I've watched the Rowdies play several times, and there's even when there's no pandemic,
right,
there's like 150 people a game.
It's a pretty safe place to be. I remember when we used to work at our old radio station, which was on 441, just a little bit south of actually when I worked at 790, it was north of Ives Dairy. We actually, when I would leave there and I would go to Boca to drive home, I could head west and hop on the turnpike right at the stadium, or I could go east to 95. And this is one of the few cities where, when the Marlins were playing at Hard Rock Stadium back then, I would go towards the game because there were so few people and they actually had people directing traffic. So it was so much easier to get onto the turnpike when the Marlins were playing. Now, I don't think many cities could say that.
Right.
Tampa can probably say that about the Rowdies. I believe in John Romano's article, there were 148 people that showed up for this game. But
that's
still,
like more
I just
than a normal game
like
for them.
Like would you like? I don't know. Anyway, we'll talk about it, because would you really want to go at this point? Like, if you were going to risk it, would it be for a Tampa Bay Rowdies game?
There's more people at Walgreens than at a Tampa Bay Rowdies.
Right.
Game.
Maybe you're risking it more at Walgreens. So anyway, we're going to talk with John Romano here in a sec. I want to talk about the Kaneohe Law Office first, though. It's a Monday, and you're getting out of the weekend. Coronavirus obviously has changed the world for everyone. Now, maybe you are someone that's been hit hard in your finances, and debt now is a bigger worry than ever before. Maybe over the weekend, you started looking at all your bills and your rent or your mortgage, and you said, I don't see a light at the end of the tunnel. Like, I don't know how I'm going to be able to pay my bills, because maybe you don't have any income, or maybe you're making a lot less than you used to because of COVID-19. Well, help is available, and it's the Kaniuk Law Office. Bankruptcy just might be your best option, and there is no shame in that. You could stop the harassment from creditors. As soon as you file Chapter 7 or Chapter 13 bankruptcy, the court grants you automatic stay protection. This orders creditors to back off. They can't contact you directly anymore. Filing bankruptcy, it stops the harassing phone calls and other collection tactics. You could stop foreclosure and keep your house, keep your possessions. But your first step is going to be contacting the Kaniuk Law Office. You go to coviddebtproblems.com, coviddebtproblems.com, or you can call them and set up a free consultation, 561-292-2127, 561-292-2127. Ron Kaniuk has been practicing law for nearly 25 years. He's very active in the South Florida community. You don't want to go through an economic crisis without the assistance of an attorney. So you really need to contact the Kaniuk Law Office right now. Set up a free consultation. Again, go to their website, coviddebtproblems.com, or call them. Set up that free consultation at 561-292-2127. Kaniuk Law Office, main office in Delray Beach, non-attorney spokesperson. I was tweeting with Ron Kaniuk today, as a matter of fact, because he weighed in on my Mount Rushmore of French fries. He believes Nathan's fries should be on there. I can't stand Nathan's fries. I think they're such an overrated French fry. People love and rave about Nathan's fries. Do not get it. But anyway, Ron Kaniuk, Kaniuk Law Office, check it out. coviddebtproblems.com. All right, we're going to talk with John Romano from the Tampa Bay Times next here on Hockman and Crowder.
Coming up next on the Hock and Crowder Show.
I got a twerk game.
What?
I don't have the biggest okay. booty, but I can move it.
All right, this is fascinating to me, so I wanted to get a firsthand account. We're going to go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. John Romano, he's a sports writer for the Tampa Bay Times, and as I mentioned, we've had him on to talk Tom Brady and the Bucks. I was blown away this weekend when I read that fans were actually allowed to attend a Tampa Bay Rowdies USL game in Tampa Saturday night. And Dono, you were telling me that the Tampa Bay Rowdies, they don't draw many people. Anyway,
I don't think anybody in the USL draws so well.
That's a fair point. That's a fair point. Dono in for Crowder today. Crowder on paternity leave for another week. But I'm guessing that this is the first league that has started to allow fans, I think. And obviously, I'm guessing it would be based on local laws and regulations. I would imagine not every team in the USL can allow fans. But anyway, John Romano covers sports in the Tampa Bay Times, and sports are back. He was actually at the Lightning practice this morning. Did you go to the Rowdies game on Saturday night, John?
I did go there. It was a little bit surreal being back and watching action on the field with about 140 close friends, I guess you would say. It wasn't a big crowd at all.
Is that typical for a Rowdies game? But how highly publicized was it that yes, fans can attend?
It was pretty well known around here. But basically, what this was a test run to see how it would work with fans in the stands. The Rowdies typically draw about 5,000, maybe 6,000 on a good Saturday night. The stadium seats about 7,200. But for the first three games this month, their plan was to make it invitation only. You couldn't walk up and buy a ticket. You had to either be a family member of one of the players or one of the two main fan clubs for the team in the area. So they gave about 50 tickets to family members, about 90 to the two different fan clubs, and they made absolutely certain that everybody stayed socially distant and they set up all kinds of different safety protocols. I think all of it with an eye toward the future of expanding the crowd at the Rowdies games, but also potentially expanding or opening Tropicana Field up for Rays fans, because the Rowdies are owned by the same people that own the Rays.
Yeah, I'm wondering if you got a chance to speak to anyone who was in attendance after the game, or you kind of give us an idea based on your experience covering the Tampa Bay scene. Like, do you feel like people are really starving to get back to sporting events, or are a lot of people probably just thinking, you know what, I'm not even ready to take this risk right now?
No, I think it's pretty remarkable to me, not just with sports, that people around here seem to be getting out of their houses and not having a whole lot of fear. I talked to some fans just because the USL, it was its opening weekend or reopening weekend, and at games in Louisville and Utah, they were packing like 5,000 people into stadiums that hold about 12,000.
Really?
And
wow.
And that to me just seemed incredibly scary. So I was asking some of the fans at the Rowdies game, you know, would you have done that, you know, walked into a crowd that was only a stadium that was half full, as opposed to a stadium that only had a fraction of the capacity? And they all said that they would do it, which was shocking to me, but I guess it shouldn't be, because I see bars and restaurants full of people without masks, and maybe I'm just an old fat fart who has more to fear than other people, but it seems pretty crazy to me.
Yeah, no, Florida, we are a bunch of weird birds down here, man. John Romano, sports writer for the Tampa Bay Times. Did you feel safe there? Obviously, I'm guessing you were wearing a mask. Was everyone else required to have a face covering, or was it kind of anything goes?
No, the way they had it set up was there was only one entrance into the stadium. Everybody had to go through a temperature check, which is I guess this is part of our new life, that we have these new machines that will check your temperature just by putting your hand almost like sort of like a ticket booth, you know, where you have your hands, your ticket scanned, you put your hand over it and it'll read your temperature. You have to wear a mask, and they had assigned seats, so you couldn't just plop down anywhere. You had to sit in the exact seat that had your name on it to make sure that everybody stayed spread apart. They were not selling any concessions, so there were no reason to go into the concourses unless you needed to use the restroom. So all of those things made it and considering it was 140 people in a 7,200 seat stadium,
right,
made it incredibly safe. I mean, it was probably safer than going to your local Publix. But I think the idea was to say, okay, this is how it looks the first night with this many people, and maybe in August we can increase it to, you know, 1,000 people or whatever, and these are the problems we had with the small crowd, so this is what we'll fix the next time out. To me, it went very smoothly, and people seem to enjoy it. I think there is a way this can be done. Like I said, the Rays own this team. I think they would like to let people into Tropicana Field when the baseball season starts up in a couple of weeks. I think the plan, you know, Tropicana now has a capacity of about 36,000. I would guess, you know, if they do that there, they might bring 2,000 people in. And that's just guessing. And that wouldn't happen until August. I don't think they're going to do that anytime soon. But I think they just wanted the information to use this sort of as a test case.
You know, I'm happy, John, that sports are starting to come back, because, you know, I enjoy it, but I also know that there is certainly some risk involved. So, you know, when I see what the NBA and the MLS are doing in bubbles, and then, you know, we see the USL coming back, and not only are some fans allowed in, but they're also, you know, playing in home stadiums, which means there's travel involved. I mean, how much concern is there that, you know, I don't know what the USL's protocol is. If positive tests start coming back, is there a concern that the league may not be back for very long?
You know what? We don't cover the Rowdies all that closely. This game was the first one that I've been to in probably 30 years covering sports in Tampa Bay. So I don't know what the USL protocols are. In dealing with the NHL and the NFL and Major League Baseball, it's an interesting argument that, you know, the NBA obviously and the NHL with their hub cities are going to these bubble ideas where they think they can contain everybody and that would be the safest way to do it. I almost think that might be more dangerous, because if that bubble gets pierced, and we've seen it already with Major League Soccer, you've got a big problem on your hands. Baseball is, I think they've got the best chance of having the entire season work out, simply because there's not going to be as much contact, certainly not as much as a basketball or a football game. They also have an entire separate roster at a different place from where the main team is. So if you have a team that has a half dozen players suddenly test positive, you can quarantine all 25 of those guys and just bring in a new set of 25 guys. Your team obviously isn't going to be as good. It's going to be a version of a Triple A team, but it at least keeps the integrity of the season going. You don't have a team that's going to forfeit all of its games in the middle of the season. And I think that's a real possibility with the NBA and NHL.
I didn't even realize baseball was doing that with two separate teams. That's pretty cool. John Romano, he writes for the they seemed to, as difficult as it was for them to get everything straight. I think you might be right. MLB might have the best chance of succeeding over all the leagues.
Well, and they also the other thing that MLB can do is let's say Florida continues to trend as badly as it is. In another month, if the numbers are just skyrocketing, Major League Baseball can actually take the Tampa Bay Rays and say, we are moving you to Durham, North Carolina, where your AAA right. team is, and you're going to play your games there in Durham, so we're not endangering anybody in the Tampa Bay area. Obviously, the NBA is not going to be doing that. They've got all their eggs are in the basket in Orlando, and if it becomes a problem, they're just going to have to shut the season down. The NHL has the same problem with Toronto and Edmonton. So I think by being flexible, Major League Baseball may actually have a better chance than the other sports of getting through an entire season. Because right now, to me, it's 50-50 whether yeah. we see, you know, a Stanley Cup champion.
I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you a Tom Brady question, as long as you're on the line here. John Romano from the Tampa Bay Times. How is the Tom Brady Tampa Bay Buccaneers era going?
it's putting us on TMZ's map, I'll tell you that. everything this guy does is news. I mean, it became a running joke around here almost that, you know, there was word that Tom was working out with different players, and everybody was wondering where it was happening. And our beat writer, Rick Stroud, finally figured out that it was at a private high school in Tampa. And he, you know, I wouldn't say he had to break in anywhere, but he had to sneak around to get a glimpse of what was going on the field. And as soon as Rick wrote about it, suddenly we had helicopters flying over the high school field, taking pictures of Brady and the guys practicing. It doesn't matter what this guy does. It makes news. And for that reason alone, I'm hoping the NFL is able to pull off this season, because it's, you know, Tampa Bay hasn't been relevant in the NFL for a very long time. It's been 18 years since this franchise won a playoff game. You know, Tom Brady's like, a cool glass of water in the desert for fans around here.
What about Gronk? Has he managed to hit TMZ down there yet?
Yeah, he's been a little lower profile. If it were just Gronk, he'd probably be, you know, making more headlines than anybody else. But everybody gets overshadowed by Brady around here or anywhere practically.
John Romano from the Tampa Bay Times. Well, look at you. I mean, a Rowdies game, a Lightning practice. I mean, sports is back, John.
It is, and I'm hopeful it's back. I'm hopeful it's not a false start, because it's been a long time of just sitting around my bedroom.
Do you know if you'd be traveling to any games? Like, would you be traveling with the Lightning to any? Well, I guess you couldn't be, because you'd have to be in the bubble the whole time.
Right. I was actually talking to our Lightning beat writer about it this morning, and, you know, it's going to be a financial decision too, because she's going to have to, the paper's going to have to send her up there to quarantine for two weeks before the games even begin. So I'm not sure how we're doing it. I think we may cover the first few Rays games on the road, but then stay home because you're not going to get face-to-face interviews with the players or coaches. It's all going to be Zoom after the game, so you can do that from home anyway.
Right. John Romano from the Tampa Bay Times. Thank you for making time for us, John.
All right, you guys take care.
Thanks, John.
There you go. Interesting. Rowdy's game.
I didn't know they drew so well. Like when he said they draw about 5,000 on a good Saturday in a 7,000 park, like that was shocking to me. I guess I've only seen them play midweek games, maybe.
Probably though, I have to be honest, as stupid as it sounds to go to a sporting event right now, if it was limited to, you know, a couple hundred people and they're doing temperature checks and assigned seats and whatnot, maybe it is a fun night out. I don't know. Yeah. Who the hell knows what to believe anymore? Speaking of going out, Dono and Dan Day went out on Friday night, and we're going to talk about it in the next segment because everyone is fascinated as to how their movie date went. So we'll talk about that. Dr. Chuck Metzger is going to join us in the 4 o'clock hour with a COVID update. And Jay Figg will join us in the 5 o'clock hour with a searing pain movie review. Let me talk about BNT Impact Windows and Doors here first. It is Monday. This is a great day to do something, plan something for the week. And we're in hurricane season. It's a stressful time of year for everyone in South Florida. You throw in the COVID-19 pandemic, stress can be through the roof. So start this week out by calling BNT Impact Windows and Doors. I speak from experience. When you get those PGT custom windows and doors installed, you'll reduce your stress level come hurricane season. BNT is the company my wife and I used. You get these PGT custom windows and doors protecting everything. It just feels different. So if you see there's activity in the Atlantic and it used to be, do I need to get to Home Depot and start getting my plywood? It just feels different because you've got the protection. It's a way to reduce stress level. Right now, too, just a couple days left, BNT Impact Windows and Doors has a great rebate offer from PGT Custom Windows and Doors for their WindGuard series. You can get $35 back per window and $110 back per door, but you only have this week to take advantage of it. So BNT can help you take advantage of it when they come to see you. And they can come out to your house. They'll do all the measuring from the outside. They can still social distance and give you an estimate with no problem. So start the week out right by calling BNT Impact Windows and Doors, getting an estimate set up. 954-233-0126. That's 954-233-0126. Or you can go online to bntimpactwindows.com. How was Back to the Future at a drive-in at Hard Rock Stadium with Alex Dono and Dan Day on Friday night? We'll find out next on Hockman and Crowder.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
It's like if you get caught in the condom section at a store or something, one of them little, you know, a Vagisil section where it's just kind of, you know, you don't talk in those areas.
Vagisil? Why are you buying Vagisil?
I get itchy.
He's singing about French fries, right, Solana?
Correct.
Ryan thought so. It's National French Fry Day. So there's a few things that we're juggling today, obviously. The sports news, Washington, NFL changing their team name, Russell Westbrook testing positive for COVID. But then it's also Harrison Ford's 78th birthday. I haven't even gotten to my Mount Rushmore of Harrison Ford movies. It's National French Fry Day, and we are celebrating that. And I also just wanted to find out what happened Friday night. Our own Alex Dono and Dan Day went to the movies together. So Hard Rock Stadium, these are fantastic. I've been to two. They have drive-up movies, which you actually drive your car into Hard Rock Stadium, the football field, and you watch a movie from your designated area, either in your car or outside your car, but you have a designated area, and you watch a movie up on the four screens. I did Jurassic Park that way. Or there's a Fountainside Theater, which is a big screen on the outside of Hard Rock Stadium, and we saw Neverending Story that way, and again, very socially distanced and seemed to be very safe, a way to get out and enjoy a night out, but still take all the precautions. You have to wear a mask and whatnot. So Alex Dono is a huge Back to the Future fan, and they did a showing of it Friday night at Hard Rock Stadium in the drive-up theater, and Dan Day went with him. And Dono, how'd it go?
Oh, it was awesome. I mean, first of all, as you mentioned, Hard Rock Stadium does a great job with this. Very organized, very safe, very socially distant. In fact, I was kind of a little bit disappointed that I don't think it was anywhere sold out for this showing, which I was surprised because Back to the Future is a very popular movie. There were a lot of spaces available. So it's also kind of a relief because, you know, you're there with less people. So that,
'cause Jurassic Park was sold out. I thought Back to the Future was sold out. They limit the number of cars that are in there. I'm almost positive it was.
Well, it's possible in typical Miami fashion. Maybe it was sold out, but a lot of people just didn't show up. Because it seemed like there were quite a few spaces available. But I mean, it was fantastic. And I did end up finding some decent tailgating chairs. Sorry to disappoint you. So, you know, we were comfortable. We had armrests. We had a great view of the screen. You know, and you know, you would think that, like, having to look up at the corner screens would be a little strange. I mean, it's not. The screens are massive. And it was very comfortable being out there. The food service was very convenient. The movie is obviously awesome because it's Back to the Future. We had a fantastic time.
Dan, what was it like going to the movie with Dono?
Oh, it's fantastic. It's the only way I want to see movies now. Dono and I sitting arm in arm watching big screen football television things, and oh man, the only other thing I do different is I would bring in about a case of beer. That's the only thing that I would do different.
Was Dan Day weird, Dono? Did you feel like at any time he might murder you?
No. The only thing that I noticed was, and I think this is because he's such a gentleman, he knew that, you know, that the refreshments and the food we were getting was on your tab because you had nicely offered to pay us back for everything we ordered. And I think in knowing that, Dan, like, went out of his way to find the cheapest sandwich on the menu, and he did not want to order a beverage. Like, I just thought, like, is he human? Does he not drink anything?
No, you know what? I've done that with him. I've been out to Funky Buddha with him, and I'm like, everything's on me or whatnot. And he's like, no, I just want this one glass of beer, and that's it. Is that to be polite, Dan, or is that your style?
That's just the way I am.
Yeah, I don't know. So did you guys have a lot to talk about, Dono? Like, Dan, if it was a first date, did it go well?
I think it went really well. I mean, there was no payoff at the end, but that was kind of kind of the way I wanted it. You know what I'm saying? But I will say this.
Did Dono nerd up, though? Was Dono all nerded up for Back to the Future?
I was going to say, it's not a shtick that he does, like, this I love Back to the Future. He's sitting there throughout the movie like they're in a parking lot. He's like, oh, I went to that parking lot to pay homage. And I'm like,
yeah,
hey,
get out of here.
No, yeah. Dead serious. Yeah, no, I've been to the mall that they used as the Twin Pines Mall. It's an actual mall in a suburb of Los Angeles. And I've been to the house that they use as Doc Brown's mansion. Is like a museum that's and it looks just the way it did when they filmed the movie in 1985. And I've been to the Burger King where Marty McFly skateboarded past, like, right in the beginning of the movie. Like, yeah, one of the times I went to Los Angeles, I mapped out filming locations for Back to the Future and went to three of them. And so, yeah, and I did note to Dan, like, oh, I've been in that parking lot. I've been
Was
at
he
that
creeping you
lot.
Out, Dan? Was it, he creeping yeah. you out?
It was kind of like watching the director's cut or whatever, you know, like with the announcement. But then he started thinking parts of the movie are reality. He's like, ooh, and this is where he invented the skateboard. And I'm like, it's not real.
That's so excellent. Yeah.
Chuck
so
you Berry totally stole his idea.
Out. Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, wait.
So you were totally nerding out, Dono. Because you got to see it in a whole new methodology too, right? To
yeah,
see it
and
in
also,
the stadium.
And I love that it looked to me like the cut of the movie that they were showing was the original cut. Like, it wasn't the Ultra HD remastered 2020 version. Like, I think that they were using, like, the 1985 version of the movie, which I thought was great because you felt like that this must have been what it felt like to watch this at a drive-in in 1985.
Right, like listening to an album on vinyl rather than an MP3. All right, so Dan, if this were Love Connection, and I hesitate to bring up Chuck Woolery today, but if this were Love Connection, would you have a second date with Dono?
I'm ready for another movie. Let's do it.
Dono, would you have a second date with Dan?
He's surprisingly good company. Yeah, I absolutely would.
All right. Well, we'll be back in 2-2. Whatever that.
They did have they had metal folding chairs though that you could borrow from the Dolphins actually.
Yes, for real?
Did. Yeah, I know.
That's so
that.
Funny. Man, Donna, you came through at the end there with the beach chairs. Weren't you hot, Dan? You were wearing long sleeves and long pants.
I was very comfortable.
Huh. Were you hot, Donna?
I was a little hot and I was wearing a t-shirt and shorts. So Dan is just not human.
Yeah, no, he's got his own, he marches to his own drum. All right, let me talk about Shield Med Depot here. If you listen to this radio show, you know I talk about them a lot. The reality for all of us is we need to protect ourselves every day from coronavirus. Not just ourselves, but our families and employees and customers too, if you own a business. ShieldMedDepot.com is your one-stop shopping site for COVID-19 protection. In these unprecedented times, we all want to be safe. And we want to keep our families healthy. ShieldMedDepot.com is a family-owned and operated company. They are a direct distributor for the well-known KN95 masks, which are very safe, and hand sanitizers that are rated to kill 99% of germs. ShieldMedDepot.com, again, local company. They deliver most orders within 2 business days, and they also give back a portion of the proceeds to first responders. So rather than go into a store and hoping they have masks or hand sanitizer, you can now order it online, have it shipped directly to your house. You'll have it in a few days. So take a moment, visit ShieldMedDepot.com, S-H-I-E-L-D, ShieldMedDepot.com. It is your one-stop shop for COVID-19 protection. And again, they've got everything, masks and hand sanitizer. If you're a business owner, they offer private labeling on the hand sanitizer in case you'd like to label it specifically for your business. They also offer the hands-free, touchless hand sanitizer dispenser as well. You'll see it all on their website, ShieldMedDepot.com, S-H-I-E-L-D. That is ShieldMedDepot.com. It's your one-stop shopping site for COVID-19 protection. 4 o'clock hour coming next on Hockman and Crowder.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.